Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable live for May 31st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We never cover a single topic in 2 hours, but we're doing it today because this issue is so sacred, so dear to our hearts, so central to liberty and to free thought and to free speech and to free association and to the principles that America was built on, that we must give this exclusive focus and treatment. Our two-hour co-host for this broadcast is Mr. James Edwards, well-known talk show host of the Political Cesspool radio program. The website is thepoliticalcesspool.org. Bookmark it, listen every Saturday evening. Archives are available if it doesn't meet your schedule, where you can listen anytime, anywhere. thepoliticalcesspool.org. I endorse James Edwards as a person, as a brother, as a follower of Christ, a brother in Christ, as a personal family friend, and as a fellow talk show host who I am proud to syndicate. Christians, ladies and gentlemen, are facing intense and increasing persecution in the United States of America, sadly, even at the hands of fellow Christians or fellow saints. It is a tragedy. And I'm telling you right now, they're using any fault line they can. Right now, they're using race to attack James Edwards. They say he's a racist. He told you last hour that he believes in his heritage. He's white. He's proud of it. He also believes that other people should be proud of their races and their history as well. And because he's proud of his history, that doesn't mean that he wants to take away from anybody else. However, there is a double standard between white and black churches. A black church can literally say and spew hate and think what they want. Just think Jeremiah Wright to epitomize the point. Or they can even embrace a non-Christian like Martin Luther King Jr., who claimed they didn't even believe in Christ, really. Although they claim he was a Christian at the same time, contrary to his writings. Nevertheless, the reality is that because James is white and he stands up proudly for his white Southern heritage, again, to no negative to anybody else, they say that's unacceptable and reasons for ejecting James from the church. And if James's pastor won't do it, then they intend to kick out the whole church. If you don't have the details of this, last hour we'll catch you up. We don't have time to digress any further. But I wanted to set that stage for James to continue. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, and just wrapping this up, Sam, and again, I appreciate your gracious and kind remarks in your introduction, as always, and you give me the wonderful privilege of being on your show for 2 hours and for deeming the story worthy of your incredible audience. But the situation is, again, as you said, they have found me guilty, even though they have never talked to me, even a murderer.
Hold on. Say that again, sir, because this is a critical point to understand. They found you guilty, never even talking to you and ignoring a 40-year stellar member of their organization's suggestion that James is fine. Not only do they, I don't know what you want to say, not only do they hang you figuratively, church-wise, but they do it in contradiction to one of their most faithful recommendations, your pastor saying, hey, this is not justified, this is wrong. That doesn't even give them too much pause. It shocks me. To the core, it shocks me.
You always think after you spend as many years in this as we have, Sam, 14 for me and over 25 for you, that you get to a point where you've pretty much seen it all. But I would admit one of the most brutal and ruthless attacks that I can remember being threatened is coming from the denomination that I belong to since I was a baby. And so that is the situation. So they have found me guilty. They have not reached out to me. And in fact, I asked Pastor, because he has documentation that they sent him, who was the person who is presenting the motion. And it was a man that I've never heard of before. I have no idea who this man is. And obviously he has no idea who I am. But before filing the motion to expel our entire congregation, you've got to understand, this isn't just about me. There are other members of our church who are affected by this. and who have to be put, who have to suffer this humiliation and indignity with me, including my pastor, of course. But you would have thought before taking such a radical and rash action that they might have picked up the phone or sent an email saying, "Brother, we have issues with you. Could we talk to you? Could we learn more and try to come to an accord?" But none of that happened. And so, you know, I could say, of course, better Christians than me have been beheaded by the church in the past. And certainly that was the case. That was the case with Sir Thomas More when Henry VIII beheaded him. To have the man who actually knows me, my pastor, said that they're wrong about me, you would think that would mean something. But no, the people who have never taken the time to reach out or talk to me for even 1 minute, they know better than he. And I'm very blessed to have the support of men like you, Sam, men like my pastor, and my wife has just been an incredible foundation for me to rely upon during this. She's very supportive. But essentially, just to wrap this up on my end, there's nothing much more we could say. I mean, there's a lot more we could say. But just to put a fine point on it, this will go before the Southern Baptist Convention's annual meeting in a few days in Dallas, Texas. And I do know this, that my pastor has been giving all, you know, he has for 6 weeks now been going back and forth, and he tells me that this goes all the way up to the very top. This isn't something that the leadership of the entire convention is unaware of. It goes to all the way to the very top of the Southern Baptist Convention, down the chain of command to the local lieutenant. And everybody knows that this is coming. Everybody is aware of the question, and everybody has signed off on it. And so that is it. That is the motion they intend to present against him and our church for harboring a member such as yours truly. And we'll see how it plays out. But God's in control. And the one thing that, of course, we always take solace in moments like this is that our salvation is determined by our relationship with Jesus Christ. And while these situations are, of course, unfortunate, our salvation is a personal thing with God through His Son Jesus, and not something granted to one by the likes of any religious body.
Now, we do have this broadcast. And one of the purposes of bringing this up before the convention, as opposed to just announcing it after the convention, is that we do hope that some of these leaders will come to James directly. That they might invite James to Dallas, or they might come to Memphis, or they might sit down in, you know, Utah if they need somebody to kind of mediate the thing. I'll be glad to do that, or James's pastor can, or James's father could. You know, there's a lot of people who could do that. But the point is, we would like to create an open dialogue. This isn't a James is walking away from the church in any way. This is not a, we hate the church and they're evil and wrong. This is, we believe at this point, a misunderstanding that we would like to clear up. The arms, or the door is open, I should say. Loving arms await the invitation to come together and to see if we can't have a meeting of the minds or an appropriate understanding of who James really is. We're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of the truth. The opening and opportunity is here. James does not want to walk away from the Southern Baptist Convention or his church in any way. He's not doing that. But we leave this open opportunity, if you will, to try to heal the divide, to try to bring resolution to this matter, and to try to gain an understanding of the truth and to vet what's really going on here and see if we can't resolve this. James, I want to make that clear. Do I speak out of turn?
No. I think that brings it all into sharp focus. And I would say this before we move on to a more broad discussion, and that is, if someone has already made up their mind in advance of ever speaking with me about who I am, you've got to understand that they can reinforce their position, because everything I've ever said is online for the past 14 years. They can go through 14 years and thousands of hours of radio and countless interviews and articles that I've done or written, and they can pull out single quotes to say, "Oh, well, look what he said in 2007. He said this." And I can't think for the life of me that anything that I've ever said that I didn't mean or that I would apologize for. But I am not saying that you can't go back.
You can always isolate a quote, take it out of context. I mean, I can say, you know, the Bible tells you that donkeys talk. And that's a fact, by the way. you go in there and you'll see that a donkey talked to this one man because he was whipping his donkey, and the donkey is basically saying, you know what, stop that, don't keep whipping me. And it was a sign from God. It's biblical. It's in the Old Testament. I challenge someone to debate me on this. Okay, so I could just run around and say donkeys talk. And people are like, what are you talking about? I'm saying it's biblical. Come on now. Okay, see, you can isolate anything, James. That betrays the point and bears false witness, though, is what it does.
Well, and two, I'm sure, and again, I've told you the preponderance of the evidence that they intend to present against me. There's no smoking gun that I'm shielding that they're going to bring out that would be like a gotcha moment or something that I would apologize for. That's not to say that over the course of 14 years, and I can't think of a single example, that I would say, well, I probably could have worded that a little bit better or been a little more clear. But I'm sure after 14 years of being in the public eye, there were isolated statements that I've made that I would say, well, I should have said it a little bit differently. One of the things, of course, they will also sometimes, the media that is, entirely make up things that you've said that you've never said before, like me saying that slavery was the greatest thing that ever happened to blacks. That was a comment made by a black Jamaican writer. This was something that was attributed, and it got big play in the Donald Trump Jr. fiasco years ago. There's a lot of games they can play. But when they have the benefit of 14 years of a public record, it's easy to pick something if you have unlimited time to build a case against someone.
But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, this segment's about to end. The bottom line here is that James has open arms and would invite them to do as the Bible says, to take it between he and thee, or to go after the lost sheep, whatever analogy you want to use, to open a dialogue for discussion before they take such drastic action. We pray for that opportunity. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds with James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So they're trying to kick James Edwards out of the church, and since his pastor won't do it, they're going to kick the whole church out, says the Southern Baptist Convention. It's happening in about a week and a half or so, 2 weeks. And our prayers are that they talk to James and they really have a sit down before they take such drastic action. I submit to you that Christians are being persecuted. Race is the fault line now they're trying to exploit, but the reality is they're going to move to something else. Next, it'll be traditional marriage. Or next, it'll be, I don't know what they'll pick. But what they'll do is they'll basically attack God, family, and country in that order. And they will find a fault line. They will exploit it. and they will make it literally impossible to stand on the right side of an issue, on the moral, godly side of an issue. That's their agenda. Now, there are people that are willing to stand up, and I think they're shocked. I don't think they expected James's pastor to stand up so strong. I don't think they expected folks like Sam Bushman to come to James's aid. But we will, not because of James, but because it's the right thing to do. With that, there's some subplots to this. Okay, so the general Christian persecution is happening. The example of James Edwards is front center. But there's subplots to this. They attacked us both when we interviewed both of Donald Trump's sons. Okay, it was my interview on my program. Kurt was with me. James was with me as a co-host, though. But the fact is, we had delightful interviews with Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, both. Incredible interviews. And then what they tried to do is they tried to get, you know, the Trump sons to denounce us as racists. They lied about me, suggesting that I was a white supremacist. And then the bottom line is I pushed back so hard, these thugs had to retract for their dishonesty. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, honesty is the issue. I'm going to say that again. Honesty is the issue. So now there's a subplot that they try to then broaden the net. So these anti-Christians, these loony liberal left extremists who hate anything moral, good, honorable, they create subplots, and they're all, again, funded by evildoers around the world. They've got a war chest to promote this anti-Christian agenda. And so all of a sudden, while James's pastor is dealing with the Southern Baptist Convention, James gets an email. James?
Yeah, so this was pretty uncanny, the timing of it all. Of the... Literally 2 days after I find out what is coming for us at this convention that we've been talking about all morning, we fast forward to yesterday afternoon. I had just gotten home from a three-hour lunch meeting with my pastor where we were weighing options and just enjoying fellowship and encouraging one another and praying together. And I come home, and the first thing that I find in my inbox is an email from a left-wing website that uses all of the terms. It's basically the Southern Poverty Law Center, a copy and paste job, and they renamed it, serving as a media organization. And they said that they wanted to ask me about the Church of Latter-day Saints public service announcements that air on the network. And because they air on the network, they also air on my program. And it's funny because I was just telling Sam and Kurt last week, 2 weeks ago maybe, how wonderful these ads were and what a wholesome message they conveyed and what how wonderfully produced they were and how they sound so great. But the bottom line was this person who is out to attack and destroy, he wanted to know if the LDS Church was paying me to air these ads, because obviously they shouldn't be associating with the white supremacist, and he wanted to get to the bottom of why we're running those ads, if we're being paid for those ads. So, of course, I forwarded that right along to Sam Bushman, and, he can tell you the rest.
So James forwards this to me, and I... You know what? I don't shy away from the media. I don't turn down interviews. I literally double down, and I go hard after them. And I'm after the who, what, when, where, why of a story. Okay? It's that simple. They're reporters. They're journalists. They're not supposed to have a political bender or an agenda. They're supposed to get to the who, what, when, where, why of a story. And so before I can call this guy back, though, this guy emails me directly. So he's on the prowl. And the message is, hey, you know what? I see these ads, these Christian ads running on James's program. I called the Mormon Church about it. And the Mormon Church is appalled and abhorred at this. They're probably going to send a cease and desist letter because of how evil this is. And so I call this guy back, and I ask him a bunch of hard questions, and I literally double down, and find out, you know, what did you say to these people? Because, if, you know, first off, there's no pay. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, just like the Salvation Army, just like all kinds of groups, create public service announcements that can be freely aired by anyone. There's no financial enumeration. All there is a like-minded belief that says we should promote this, you know, less fires or, you know, Planned Parenthood has them, or, you know, adoption agencies have them, all kinds of, the Salvation Army, the National Guard, you know, there's public service announcements everywhere. And what you do is, if you like the cause and you want to help, then you run them in your spare radio time or TV time or whatever it be. And so that's all that's happening here. Is James had nothing to do with it. I personally, as the owner of the radio network, inserted some of these Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint commercials into the broadcast because I think they're very, they're God, family, and country oriented public service announcements. And they protect life, liberty, and property and promote God, family, and country. And I felt like they, you know, dovetail with our message perfectly across the whole network. So they're not just in James's show. They're across all the shows. James doesn't really have anything to do with it, although he likes them. He's fine with them. But it was my choice as the owner of the radio network. And so I literally explained this to this guy. I was very polite, but very bold at the same time. And I literally just said, you know what? I'm sorry to take the wind out of your sails, but there's no pay to play here. You're not going to follow the money trail and lose. Where do you get funded by? And he basically proceeded to tell me that there's all kinds of these, you know, liberal foundations that fund his organization. And he went on and on about that. And bottom line is, I asked him, does he have a problem with us being white? Does he have a problem with white people and black people and everybody celebrating their own heritage? And he said he's half black and half white, and that he's fine to celebrate everybody's heritage. I said, are you okay with the fact that we believe that every one of us are God's children? He said, yes, of course I am. That's okay. And I said, so, you know, what have we done wrong here? Do you have a problem with the ad? No, that's fine. That's good. I said, the ad was promoting adoption. And he said, well, you know, the Mormon Church said that these, you know, commercials are over a decade old and the agency you're promoting doesn't even exist anymore. I said, I don't care. The commercial is about 60 seconds, and right at the end it says, hey, to learn more, go to this place or whatever. But I said, if I take that 5-second tag out, then people will say that I'm trying to hide the origins of the commercial. Hey, I'm trying to secretly promote the Mormons without telling everybody that the Mormons created it or something. Okay, you just can't win with these enemies of liberty. Nevertheless, I said, I leave it there because I still agree with the general principle of adoption. And I want to promote that principle as opposed to the pro-death camps of murdering babies. I'm pro-life and against abortion, I told this guy. And so we had this big epic discussion. He's going to write this article basically how, hey, the Mormon Church and the racist James Edwards are in bed together to promote these commercials. It's an absolute fabricated, manipulated, dishonest lie. He received enough information from me to know that there's no connection between James and the Mormon Church in that way, in any way at all. If the Mormon Church sends me a cease and desist letter, I will quit running their commercials because I want to obey the law. At the same time, though, I suggested that, you know what, you need to go back to the Mormon Church because you've given them a false narrative, sir. You've given a dishonest false narrative. And that dishonest false narrative is, if he would have came to the Mormon Church and said, hey, did you know that some you know, radio broadcasters, some talk show hosts are carrying your public service announcements to promote adoption? They'd be like, yeah, of course, that's wonderful. Good news. But if you go and you say, hey, you know the white supremacist, the racist, the homophobe, the bigot, the, and now you say, hey, this guy's, you know, is he getting money from you? Are you okay with this? They're going to go, no, of course not. This is horrible. This is evil. We reject that. We better send a cease and desist letter in. We better, and they go on down the line, down the line, down the line, to where I believe that he's dishonestly bared faultless witness against me, Sam Bushman. I'm the one that runs these commercials, and I run them across all of our network, including my show, James's show, the black pastor Jesse Lee Peterson's show, and it goes on and on, and none of these people have anything to do with it or say about it, because I'm the one that did it, and I'm the owner. And so I said to this gentleman, you need to go back to the Mormon Church if you're going to go back to them before they send me a cease and desist letter and correct the record. Honesty is the issue, my friend. And you better explain what's really happening here. He said he would do that. I hope he has integrity. We'll tell you more on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
How do you know your child loves you? when he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing
up. My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all he said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So we're talking about these Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, or LDS radio public service announcements that are available to anybody to run. And Sam runs them because he owns the radio network. And by the way, Sam is a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I am a Mormon, folks. Okay, I've never shied away from that. I've said that on James's show when I've been a fill-in host or a guest or whatever you want to say. I've made that very clear. And I say that on my radio program often. I'm not ashamed of that. I stand up for my Christian beliefs. And, you know, if you don't like me as a Mormon, that's your freedom. But I am a member of the church. So I run these commercials because we are like-minded. And I believe in God, family, and country. And I believe these commercials, these public service announcements, play very well with our audience and for what we stand for. And you just heard one of them at the bottom of the hour. I mean, can you imagine this mom and a dad and a kid promoting graduation and the hard work that it took to get, as a family to get there, and how spending time with your children is the key to success? Wow. Just imagine that. I mean, that's crazy stuff coming from those racists. See, that's where the lie begins, folks. Okay, anyway, they tried to tie the money trail. They lost. We took the wind out of his sails. Then they really tried to basically tie it to the alt-right rallies. And the question is, was James there? Was he a participant? Da, da, da. And I literally said, look, what you're trying to do is you're trying to take anybody along this political spectrum and lump them all in together and try and turn them all into Nazis. Okay, I personally reject Nazism. I personally reject anyone who believes they are superior to another because of their skin color, I reject those things. That's just my personal view to which I'm entitled. I believe we're all God's children and we all ought to treat each other kindly. The quote I gave this gentleman in this discussion is, we're all God's children and we should start to act like it. Nevertheless, you know what? If somebody else believes, let's say they believe something that I think is erroneous, they have the right to believe that. That doesn't mean that I should jettison them politically or socially or anything else, quote, burn them at the stake or hang them from the tallest tree. I should say, you know what? I humbly disagree with you. And if the disagreement's minor, we can just march along and say we agree to disagree agreeably. If it's a major disagreement where I don't want to promote their agenda, let's just give an example, Planned Parenthood, then I would say, I'm not going to air your stuff. We just disagree too much. You're free to go your way with your First Amendment. I'm free to go my way with our First Amendment. We don't need a knockdown, drag-out meltdown. But we don't need to promote each other's stuff either. We can merrily go our own way and advocate for what our beliefs are. Well, anyway, so the Mormon Church, I believe in their commercials, and I run them across all of our programs. And I do because I believe they dovetail nicely with what we promote and do. And if the Mormon Church tells me to cease and desist because of this bearing false witness against me of who I really am by this journalist, I should say so-called journalist, then I would say I will cease and desist because I'm going to obey the law. However, I hope that the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints comes to me as a broadcaster and we can talk about it. And, there's a lot of people that run the PSAs, and I'm grateful for all who do. And I want to bring people together for healing. And I want to bring people together for solutions. And I want to, when we disagree, to do so agreeably and be kind to one another. I want to treat all of God's children kindly. I believe everybody should celebrate their heritage. I don't care what race or color or creed or circumstance they come from. I'll give you a question. Am I a Southerner? I never grew up in the South. I was born and raised in California by adopted parents. No wonder I promote adoption, huh? It's been a blessing in my
California,
life.
California, though, it's a South part of America.
It's a southern state. All right, there you go. However, my birth family, my birth father and birth mother for generations come from Alabama. So I'm a southerner, what? Do you say by birth? By lineage? By DNA? My roots trace back to England and Scotland how do we define all this? Okay, I'm proud of all that. I'm proud that I'm adopted. I'm thankful to my birth mother who didn't have the opportunity to give me a wonderful home. And so she did her best to find a great place for me to grow up and become a man. I'm grateful for that. I consider myself rescued by the Mormons personally. Okay. Anyway, I digress, except I want to highlight this reality. So I asked this guy, I said, hey, what is your problem with the commercial? Do you want to just, have me cease and desist promoting the family? Well, no, I just want the Mormon Church to know who they're involved with and what they're promoting. And my response is, what is the Mormon Church promoting? You heard their commercial at the bottom of the hour. They're promoting God, family, and country. This guy wants to disassemble that, though. He wants a divide between Sam and the Mormon Church, a divide between Sam and James, a divide between James and his pastor, a divide between his pastor and the church or the congregation, and they just want to divide and destroy everything with a Christian basis. That's their goal, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't believe me, look at the Roy Moore example in Alabama.
Yeah.
Maybe since my birth family is from Alabama, maybe I'd care about that case, right? So he was attacked not on this idea that he's a racist. He's just a sexist. And, all sex that's perverted sex is fine. They should be welcomed into the church. But if you believe in a traditional marriage and no sex before marriage, except for after you're married with the one that you're legally and lawfully married to, in other words, God's ordained guidelines for the sexual relationship or the procreative power is what I would call it. They want to denounce that, but every type of perverted they want to promote. See, and that's their agenda. And that's why I say they're not going to stop this racial discussion. They're going to push the envelope to every fault line they can. Pretty soon it'll be the men are abusing the women in the church. And so now women need to be the elders in the church and men need to sit down and shut up and get out of the way. And any fault line, any division they can find, they will. So we ended this discussion with, I straightened this gentleman out, gave him all the information. And I said, if you write this article, are you going to highlight the fact that there's no association between James and the Mormon Church? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to highlight there's no association. James might be fine saying I'm okay associating with the Mormon Church. What I'm getting across is that he tried to highlight a money trail and association that's flat out not factual. So I'm not here to create a divide between James and the Mormon Church at all. I'm here to say the factual reality is there has been no intentional association on either side. But I want this guy to go back to the Mormon Church and highlight the truth. James Edwards doesn't have control over me putting, for the network time, commercials in there that promote God, family, and country. Now, James is fine with it, but he had nothing to do with that decision. Okay, so their whole narrative to write this story has fallen apart. The real question is, when this guy's article comes out, how factual and honest will he be with the candid conversations we had behind the scenes, James? That's the real question yet to be seen, sir.
Sam, the way your ability to explain a situation in such great detail without wasting a word is absolutely masterful. And when you called me yesterday and you shared with me the exchange that you had with this so-called reporter, I was just in awe. I was in awe at how you handled it. And I've known you for years, and I've seen you handle these situations very expertly for years and years, but it still never ceases to amaze me. And basically, you told it, well, you just shared with the audience the fine points, and so they know. But yes, the only thing that can come from this is, and I've seen some of the other writings on this website, and it's Nazi this and white supremacist that, and all of these code words. You know, I wrote a book in 2010 that talks about how they use the R word, racist, to neutralize authentic conservative and or conservative Christian opposition. And it works very well because our people allow it to. But yes, he didn't call this organization and say, hey, did you know that a radio show out of Memphis or a network out of Utah or a host out of Memphis or a host out of Utah is running your ads? Are you paying for those ads? You know, and if he was only concerned about whether or not these ads were paid, that would have been the question he asked. And if he was honest, that would have been the way he asked the question, because as he undoubtedly presented it to them was surely dishonest. What he surely said was, did you know, and you can, I don't know the exact adjective, but did you know a white supremacist or a white nationalist or
Nazi? Or he probably even used the word Nazi, because I look at their website and everything goes to Nazi. Instantly, everything is a Nazi.
He sure could have. He was probably a little more diplomatic with you, knowing that you could set the record straight, than he was with people who were caught unaware. And, of course, you know, the knee-jerk reaction, if you aren't, you know, seasoned in the political arena, is somebody calls you and they tell you an evil person is associating your name with theirs, you're going to want to distance yourself from them. I get that. If we were all the things that they say we are, I would probably want to distance myself from myself. But the fact of the matter is we're not, and that's, again, where the truth comes in. But the ultimate thing that he may accomplish is he's going to keep a healthy message from the Church of Latter-day Saints from being shared by to the general public by, in all accuracy, honest and good, decent people, and namely me and you, Sam. And that's the only thing, that will be the ultimate thing that will come from this if he gets what they're looking for.
And I submit to you that I'm being persecuted. I'm being persecuted because they're kind of saying, well, wait a minute, James associates with David Duke. James associates with the, you know, alt-right rally. Sam associates with James. Sam associates with the Mormon Church. Let's have the Mormon Church send a cease and desist letter to Sam. Where do we go from here? Let's talk about it. In seconds, we'll add Kurt to the discussion on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I don't know if you ever heard the old rock song, "We're gonna fight for the right to party." To party. I'm gonna say, no. We're gonna fight for the right to one's conscience, to God, family, and country, to the protection of life, liberty, and property, to the appropriate free association that this country is known for. And we're going to stand against this persecution. We're going to stand against this hostility. We're going to do it kindly and dignified and appropriately because we follow the Prince of Peace, ladies and gentlemen. That's who we are, and that's what we do. Now, Kirk Crosby, my co-host here, has been sitting silently because he hasn't even been part of this whole story. In fact, this is the first time he's been caught up on all the details. Things have been happening so fast. This all happened yesterday during the day. We're waiting for this guy's article to come out. The issue is honesty. I hope he tells the truth. Okay, I know he started on a bender, but I hope he tells the truth and decides to be honorable in his reporting. And I hope that we don't get a cease and desist letter from the Mormon Church because I think that their commercials are wonderful, and I'd like to help spread the message. However, we'll see what happens. Kurt, so with that, you're an innocent bystander now, but you're caught up on the whole thing. Do you have a takeaway from this or some thoughts?
Well, the thing you have to remember, Sam, is that I'm, one of the most evil conspirators of all, I think, because, I remember hearing these, very well put together commercials years and years and years ago and have been, behind the scenes pushing their promotion for years. And so you could maybe blame this on me. I think, that way, you might save yourself on this kind of thing. But, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it amazing where we find ourselves? You've got debauchery, homosexuality, killings, all these different things going on around the world. And then you've got, a blind man that's been blind since birth with a wife and eight children and a good southern gentleman, James Edwards, and his family doing the best they can to promote honesty and transparency and good and in every way possible, having courage to when, they're barraged with just unthinkable things that are said and I guess you could say written about them. They continue to stand up for what they believe is right. And here we are, you'd think ISIS was invading Liberty News and Radio, and maybe all the evil amongst them, was coming forth. But it's just amazing where we find ourselves now. Sam, maybe.
Well, Kurt, you understand that you know me and I know James, and James knows David, and so we're all evil together, right?
That's what I'm thinking, though. But there's a possibility now with I guess Dinesh D'Souza is going to receive a pardon. If we elevate this thing big enough, you know, where we are, you know, I mean, in the top 10 evil people ever, or evil groups ever, then maybe President Trump will hear about it, give us a pardon somehow from, you know, the situation we're in. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen, to be to find us where we are. I, you know, like Sam, I've been there. Listened to that great gentleman, James's pastor, who James is, you know, so well represented him, I believe, and you know, has carefully made sure that the pastor was not misquoted. And he asked everything, if he could say the things that he said that were between he and his pastor. I mean, he's carefully done this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see any area of wrong here except for the fact that, you know, basically we were told, it's been told in scriptures, that in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. And that's what we're seeing, that exact thing happening. We're participating, I guess you could say, or we're in the midst of it. It's great to be in the last days, Sam and James.
Amen to that, and we're going to stand strong for the sacred cause of liberty. And the author of liberty is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, we're thinking about a bunch of different things. We've opened the invitation for the Southern Baptist group to talk to James Edwards directly. Sam has offered to moderate, or I don't know what you want to call it, facilitate that discussion. I don't need be. I'm just offering my services. I'm pretty good at negotiating in the business world, and I might be helpful here. James's pastor could do it as well, or James's father could do it. All we're telling you is there's open arms for this. There's also open arms from Sam Bushman to discuss with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, if they so choose, before they send a cease and desist letter, to talk about this and say, listen, we're just trying to promote good wherever it's found. We do celebrate our heritage, though. In fact, my church teaches me to do genealogy, to find out where I'm from. That's why I know that I was adopted and I was raised in California, but my birth families are from Alabama, and it tracks on to England and Australia and Scotland and Ireland and, you know, et cetera. I've been told to research my heritage and celebrate that heritage. I would never wish anybody else not to do the same, though. And just because I'm proud that I'm white, because that's the way God made me, that doesn't mean that I'm not proud of anybody else. Our buddy Jesse Lee Peterson on this nationally syndicated network. By the way, Jesse doesn't even know that Mormon commercials are ran within his broadcast, but I guarantee if he hears them, he'd like them. That's the point, is he has nothing to do with it. Nevertheless, he's a black Christian gentleman, and I think he should celebrate his heritage just like I celebrate mine. And I think we should come together in Christ and do the very best we can to promote God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property. And that's exactly what we're doing via Liberty News Radio, 24/7. And we will continue to do that. And if there's a forced disassociation, remember, freedom of association is at stake here. If they force a disassociation because of dishonesty, then I guess we'll just have to live with that. Meanwhile, we'll do the best we can to set the record straight. So James recounts last hour his personal experience with increasing persecution from the Southern Baptist Convention. Second hour, literally, Sam highlights his involvement as he sets the record straight with the dishonest media. Those are my notes, James.
Sam and Kurt, I've got to tell you that not only has this been two of the fastest hours I've ever done in radio, this has been two of the fastest hours of my life. It's gone by quickly. It has also been two of the most meaningful hours of my life. And I hope people don't find the broadcast that you presented today, Sam, to be at all self-indulgent, always just talking about ourselves. I think there is a very important issue in play here. And I think that a decent job was done in presenting exactly why what's happening to us today is important for all people. And I think to the best of our abilities, we articulated the importance in our positions. And I have to really say that I was very much impressed with Kurt's closing commentary. Kurt really ended this thing by saying a few things in summation that I think needed to be said. And I appreciate you for offering that, Kurt. And I love you, gentlemen. Your brotherhood means the world to me. And once more into the fray. And that's where we'll head.
And we're telling you our personal experiences because we believe in many ways we're behind enemy lines, so to speak, in America today as we turn our back on Christian principles as a country. And so these personal experiences are not meant to set Sam up as a rock star or James up as anything more than just a man doing the best he can, or Kurt. Or the highlight, though, is to say, listen, Christians are being persecuted all over the world. And it's coming to America, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to eventually affect even these Southern Baptist folks who think that they can just, you know, ignore the fray or jettison James and it's over. Or the Mormons who might think, oh, stopping Sam from running their radio commercials would be the way to create a firewall to protect themselves. I've got news for them. These people are evil and they're going for broke. Write it down. The war in heaven continues on the earth today against, it's a spiritual warfare between the followers of Jesus Christ and the followers of Satan himself. And that is the real war that's continuing right now, James. And I'm telling you right now, these evil people are going for broke. Some people in the fight may not be evil. They may just be duped. I don't know. I'm not here to judge. Well, I'm not a judge in Israel. But I am here to tell you, that's the battle lines, my friend.
Kurt, I know you wanted to say something.
Another thing real quick, James, to remind folks on this whole if you think that we're doing this just so that we sound cool or that we're great or we, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, all of us would prefer to just, hey, like James, he'd prefer to just have his job and spend time with his wife and his children and enjoy those activities. And I mean, If you lived in America where everything was right, James and Sam, and the world, hey, I've said it tons of times, if somebody else was doing what we feel like we have to do, we'd let them do it. But it sure seems like everybody else just kind of shies away from these issues. You know, you get a Sean Hannity that talks a little bit about Seth Rich, and then all of a sudden he gets a little pushback, and man, he just never can fit Seth Rich into his program anymore. And, you know, there's just no time, 3 hours a day. And you just find the same thing happening with so many pieces of the media. So if you're wanting truth and honesty and real news, man, I sure hope you remember to support Liberty News Radio because you're not going to find it other places, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen to that. And by the way, just so everybody knows, we openly would like to discuss this with anybody who feels they need to get clarity on this. Okay. Now, let me just give you my information directly so that people don't have to hunt for it. LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com is my email address. 801-756-9133 is my direct office line. I don't play games like anybody else, and I don't hide behind anyone. The media wants to talk to me, bring it. Let's do it. All right? Now, this is important to understand because we are not backing away from any of this. We stand on the clean Christian principles to which we subscribe. We testify of Christ, and we do our best to follow him. He is the Prince of Peace, and we want peace. And we want prosperity, and we want safety for the American people. And these battle lines we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, will not just be Sam and Kurt and James issues going forward, or Roy Moore issues, or I could go on and on, right? These are issues that are starting to ratchet up in America. Write it down and remember who's been on the front lines of this, okay? And I'm telling you right now that we are an open book in terms of who we are and what we stand for and what we do. And we invite peaceful dialogue to improve the situation. All right, James, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Kurt, to all of you. We're grateful for you and for all you do to support the sacred cause of liberty. We declare this nation shall endure.